Well,
80后作家就像一群彼得
80siders are like Peter.
潘总是青春文学，总是抄袭风波。
Pan always has a plagiarism storm in the field of young adult literature.
总是靠丑闻出圈。
Always gaining attention through scandals.
韩寒如是，郭敬明如是，蒋方舟。
Han Han, like Yuo Jianming and Jane Fangju,
亦如是。
Also.
最近蒋方舟抄袭的事情又上热搜了哈。
Recently, the issue of Jiang Fangju plagiarizing has once again become a hot topic.
为什么说是又上热搜？
Why is it trending again?
因为蒋方舟抄袭事件曝光不是第一次了。
Because the plagiarism incident involving Cheng Fangfu has been exposed before.
只不过原先曝光的是文学作品抄袭。
However, the original exposure was literary works plagiarism.
这一次是学术论文抄袭。
This time it's academic plagiarism.
蒋方舟这个人不靠作品出圈。
Jiang Fangju is not her writer.
而是靠电视节目。
Instead, rely on television programs.
日本外务省资助名单或者抄袭风波。
Japan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs funding scandal or plagiarism controversy.
为广大吃瓜群众所知。
For the benefit of the masses.
但对于我而言。
But for me.
蒋方舟是一个在我的脑海里。萦绕了20多年的名字。
Jiang Fangju has been a name that lingers in my mind for over 20 years.
最早知道这个名字是在2005年。
I first heard this name in the year 2005.
那一年
That year,
我还只是个小学生。
I'm just a primary school student.
有一天啊，就收到一封信。
One day, I received a letter.
当然不是蒋方舟写给我的哈。
Of course, it wasn't written by Cheng Fangyu.
是一个叫中国少年作家班的组织寄给我的信。
I received a letter from an organization called the Chinese Youth Writers Group.
迄今为止，我都不知道他们是怎么找到我的。
So far, I haven't known how they found me.
现在想来
Now, when I think about it,
可能是因为之前参加过各种省市级的现场作文比赛，成绩都不错。
This could be because I have participated in various provincial and municipal level live writing competitions before, and my performance has been good.
于是乎我就被作家班给盯上了。
As a result, I was being watched by the writer.
但我更讶异的是
What surprised me more was
他们甚至还知道我的家庭住址。
They even know my home address.
我记得作家班是寄来了很多资料。
I remember that the writer, Mr. Fan, sent a lot of materials to me.
有各种各样的照片。
There are various kinds of photos.
文件介绍。
File introduction.
作家班还送了两本教材。
The author also gave two textbooks.
印象最深的是教材中的一篇长篇散文。
The most memorable thing was a long essay in the textbook.
叫《长安杂志》。
All China Magazine.
作者是一个北京中学生，名字。
Author is a Beijing high school student's name.
我都还记得叫陈丽子。
I still remember her name was Chen Lizzie.
此外
，In addition,
印象特别深的是
，The most memorable thing is.
资料里印着一张照片，特别抓人。
The photo in the document is particularly striking.
当时的最高领导人江爷爷给一位孩子签名。
A highest leader, Grandpa Jane, signed a signature for a child.
然后照片下面配文写着一行字儿：作家班某某学员接受江爷爷总书记的亲切接见。
Then the caption below the photo reads, Student of writer's class student name, receives a warm greeting from General Secretary Jiang.
然后当时我爸妈一看
Then my parents saw it.
哎呦
I'll
参加这个作家班
Participate in this overtime.
还能见到最高领导人呢
You can also see the highest leader.
那也得参加了。
I have to attend.
再一看学费一年也才200多块钱。
Looking at the tuition again, it's only a few hundred yuan per year.
想着即使是骗子也没这么骗的哈。
Thinking that even scammers wouldn't be so cunning.
于是琢磨着那还是不错。
So,I thought it was pretty good.
就报名参加了。
I've already signed up.
直到后来我才知道那张照片是怎么回事。
Later, I found out what happened with that photo.
其实是江爷爷有一次去衡山视察工作。
Actually, it was during a visit to Henshin by Grandpa Jian.
那个孩子胆子很大。
That child is very brave.
就从人群中冲出来
Bursting out of the crowd.
拿着自己的一张奖状去找江爷爷签名
Go to Grandpa Jiang's house with the certificate in hand.
正好被围观群众抓拍下来
Caught in the act.
恰好这孩子呢又是作家班的学员
Just then, the child was also a student in the writing class.
于是这张照片就被移花接木当成作家班的宣传广告了。
Then, the photo was manipulated and used as an advertisement for the writer's class.
加入作家班以后
After joining the writer's workshop,
我就把自己写的一些作文发过去，参加作家班组织的中国少年作家杯征文比赛。
I submitted some of my own essays to the Chinese Youth Writers' Cup essay competition organized by a writing class.
然后我就收到了作家班的通知。
Then I received the notification for the writers' workshop.
说我的作文拿了一等奖
I said my essay won first place
邀请我暑假去北京人民大会堂领奖
Invite me to Beijing's Great Hall of the People for an award ceremony during summer vacation
当时看到这个消息还是挺高兴的
I was very happy when I saw this news
特别是我妈特别高兴
Especially my mom was very happy.
毕竟自己的孩子能去北京人民大会堂领奖。
After all, it's a great honor for my child to receive an award in the People's Grand Hall of Beijing.
对于家长而言
For parents,
是一件脸上很有光的事情。
It's a bright thing.
我去北京领奖那年恐怕是人数最多的一年。
The year I went to Beijing to receive the award was likely the most crowded.
直接安排在人民大会堂的宴会厅领奖。
Receive the award directly in a banquet hall at the Great Hall of People.
而全场最火的名字就是蒋方舟。大会堂颁奖结束后
And the most popular name in the entire event was after the award ceremony held at the Jiangfengju Hall.
蒋方舟作为学员代表发言。
Jiangfengju, as a student representative, spoke.
活动期间还组织了一场学员座谈会。
During the event, a student forum was also organized.
我说实话
I have to say,
在那之前
Before that,
我其实压根不知道蒋方舟还是听一起参加活动的家长 和学生。
Actually, I didn't even know that Jian Fengzhu was attending the event with other parents and students.
说起蒋方舟
Talking about Jian Fengzhu,
这个名字，说他是个天才少年。
This name suggests that he is a genius child.
在六岁还是九岁的时候
At the age of 6 or 9,
就发表了文学作品，是跟韩寒。
I have published literary works with Han Han.
郭敬明齐名的80后作家。
80s-born writers who are as famous as Guo Jingming.
当时还搞了一些噱头哈。
At that time, they also did some gimmicks.
比方说什么与天才美少女作家面对面之类的。
For example, what if you meet a genius and beautiful writer face to face?
不过那个时候我坐在会场的后面。
However, at that time, I was sitting in the back of the hall.
美不美的
How beautiful is it?
我根本就看不清楚。
I can't see it at all.
反正后来只能看照片。
Well, after that, all I could do was look at the photos.
他一开口说话
He opened his mouth to speak.
那嗓音好像并没有给我一种美少女的感觉
The voice didn't give me a feeling of being a beautiful girl.
说实话
Honestly,
在座谈会上
In the meeting,
我印象最深的不是蒋方舟
What I remember most is not Chiang Kai-shek.
反而是一个叫刘东阳的男生。
Actually, it's a boy named Liu Dingyang.
说话特别幽默。
Speak in a very humorous way.
但我不得不说哈，蒋方舟就是众星捧月般的存在。
But I have to say that Jiang Fengzhu is a star who is surrounded by people.
事后很多学员围过去找他签名。
After the event, many students gathered around him to ask for his autograph.
我看着那乌泱泱的场面，也就没去凑热闹。
I watched the crowded scene and didn't join in.
不然我手头可能还保留一点历史遗迹啥的哈。
Otherwise, I might still have some historical relics on hand.
不过从那以后
However, from then on,
蒋方舟这个名字就刻在我的脑子里了。
The name Jiang Fengzhu is deeply etched in my memory.
后来
Later,
作家班又组织了一个中国少年作家学会。
The author Ban organized another Chinese Youth Writers Association.
蒋方舟自然是众望所归的全国总会的主席了。
Jiang Fengzhu was naturally the most popular choice for chairman of the National Congress.
像我这种小卡拉米呢，也铁任了一个湖南分会理事。
Like me, a small karami, I also became a member of the Hunan branch.
我记得湖南分会的几个学员。还在长沙市一中旁边开了次会。
I remember that some of the trainees from Hunan held a meeting near Changshunno, one high school.
开会的地点是某位学员的家里。
The meeting was held at a student's home.
更有意思的是
More interestingly,
这个学员就是之前那张照片里找江爷爷签名的那个孩子。
This student is the child in the photo you signed for Grandpa Jiang before.
我当时看着他
I was watching him.
我心里想的
What I thought.
原来你就是那张照片里的人啊
You're the one in that picture, aren't you?
大家开会的时候呢
Everyone, during the meeting.
都是几个高中生为主心骨。
The main characters are all high school students.
像我一个初中生也插不上什么嘴儿。
I'm just a high school student, so I shouldn't be saying anything.
就被安排去做会议纪要。
I was assigned to be the meeting secretary.
因此
Therefore,
组织还决定封我个湖南分会秘书长的职位。比较惭愧的是
The organization also decided to remove the secretary of my Hunan branch, which is quite shameful.
我这个湖南分会理事
I am a member of the Hunan branch.
到后来也啥事没理
Eventually, I didn't pay much attention to it.
共就开过这一次会
A meeting was held once.
就再没有下文了
There is no further text.
此后我每年给作家班投稿。
After that, I submitted to the writing workshop every year.
都能拿奖，发奖状，发奖杯，去北京旅游，听课。
Everyone who achieves outstanding results can receive awards, certificates, trophies, and even travel to Beijing for educational purposes.
当然都要自己掏钱。
Of course, you have to pay for it yourself.
2005年暑假那趟是第一次。
In the summer of 2005, it was my first time.
还觉着挺新鲜。
Still feels fresh.
后来呢，就年年都拿一等奖。
Later, I won first place every year.
感觉这奖都发烂了。
I feel like these awards are becoming meaningless.
也就麻木了。
I'm numb.
实际上这些奖项对于升学也没帮助，因为
In fact, these awards don't really help with getting into college.
现在的话说，进不了教育部白名单。
Nowadays, it's said that if you can't get into the Ministry of Education whitelist,
高中课业一紧
A typical high school scene.
我成了做题家
I became a question solver.
也就自动脱离了这个组织
Therefore, I automatically left this organization.
很多年以后
Many years later.
我心血来潮去上网
I suddenly had an idea and went online.
查了查少年作家班和作家学会的近况。
I checked on the recent developments of the Young Writers Association and the Writers Society.
结果发现作家班因为各种原因在商标问题上败诉了。
The results show that the author, Mr. Ban, lost his trademark case due to various reasons.
作家学会还被当成在香港注册的离岸社团给取缔了。
The Writers Association was also shut down, allegedly as a Hong Kong registered, unregistered society.
大概是受疫情的冲击。
Probably due to the impact of the epidemic.
从2019年起。
Since 2019.
作家班的网址似乎也再未更新了。
It seems that the website of Writer Ban is no longer updated.
后来我也经常在电视上看见蒋方舟，常看见他跟百家讲坛的立波。
Later, I often saw Cheng Fengchu on TV and frequently saw him with Li Bo from the Hundred Schools of Sayings.
秦文忠、
In Ken、
王立群这些学者教授坐在一块。
These scholars and professors, including Wang Ligon.
当时我妈还问这妹子是谁呀、啊、
At that time, my mother was still asking who this girl was.
我说妈你不记得了吗
I said, Mom, don't you remember?
她就是原来作家班的主席蒋方舟啊。
He is the original president of the writing class, Jiang Fengchu.
这时我妈才恍然大悟哦
Then my mom suddenly realized
哦好像是有印象之后讲一个细节哈
It seems like there's a detail to be mentioned after the impression
就有一次看央视中国成语大会主持人 在介绍嘉宾蒋方舟的时候报了一个头衔。
Once, when hosting CCTV Chinese Idioms Competition Show, a host introduced Zhang Fengyu and gave her a title.
中国少年作家学会主席。
Chairman of the China Children's Writers Association.
我当时就愣住了。
I was stunned.
因为无论是作家班还是作家
Because whether it's a writing class or just writers,
学会
learn,
对我而言
for me,
都已经是挺遥远的历史了。
They are all quite distant history.
后来我几乎不提这段经历。
Later, I almost didn't mention this experience.
特别是工作后
especially after work.
除非是自我介绍里要填参与过什么社会事务啊。
Unless it's in the self-introduction section where you need to fill out what social activities you have participated in.
或者单纯想装个叉的时候。
Or when you just want to install a fork.
我才拿出来吹一句哈。
I just took it out to say a word.
但我没想到
I didn't expect
蒋方舟一个资源这么丰富
Jiang Fengyu with such abundant resources
挺有头有脸的作家还会把这个头衔拿出来
A writer with a good reputation would still bring up this title
作为自我介绍
As an introduction
更奇怪的是
More strangely
这么多年过去
Years have passed
蒋方舟每一次出圈上热搜都不是作品出圈
Every time Jiang Wenkang appears on hot searches It's not because of his work
而是丑闻出圈
Instead, the scandal went viral
从最开始方舟子打假
From the beginning, Fang Zizhong was a whistleblower
他文学作品抄袭，天才少年。
He is a genius in plagiarizing literature.
实为母亲代笔。
Actually, it was written by the mother.
到后来
，Eventually，
日本外务省资助名单曝光和微博公知言论。
Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs funding list exposed and public statement on Weibo。
再到现在的硕士论文抄袭
From plagiarism in undergraduate dissertations to plagiarism in master's dissertations
我就很纳闷的是80后作家韩寒
I'm curious about the writer Han Han from the 80s
郭敬明
George Gong
蒋方舟一个接一个
Jiang Fengyu one after another
好像是被诅咒成路径依赖一样
It seems to be cursed with path dependence
全都出了问题
Everything is wrong
可也正是那一刻
It was also at that moment
我突然懂了
I suddenly understood
蒋方舟为代表的80后作家
The writers of the 80s such as Jiang Fengyu
这波人就像是文学圈的彼得潘，永远长不大。
These people are like Peter Pan in the literary world, never growing up.
永远活在童年里。
Live in childhood forever.
永远青年作家。
Eternal youth writer.
永远青春文学，永远在吃20年前。
Forever young literature is always eating.
那碗青春饭之前在宝珀理想国文学奖颁奖仪式上
Before the Ideal Country Literature Award Ceremony
张悦然都已经是个中年大妈了
Ken Yu Ran was already a middle-aged woman
还在那评选青年作家奖项
Still in the process of selecting young writers
我就更确定这种感受
I'm even more sure of this feeling.
80后作家的问题不是他们曾经是少年。
The problem with 80s writers is that they were once young.
而是他们拒绝承认自己早已不是少年了。
Instead, they refuse to admit that they are no longer young.
所以只能一遍又一遍地把20年前那个标签擦。
So, I could only repeatedly wipe off the label from 20 years ago.
又擦，继续用下去。
Keep going.
所以看着这一群彼得。
So, look at this group of Peter Pans.
潘，我真的很想说一句。
I really wanted to say something.
去洋。
English.
英文。How old are you?
How old are you?